Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All righty, we are on fire. George, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you were making the statement that needed to be made before we take some calls, and be my guest, continue. Continue, George. Did we lose you, George? Hello, George. Where are you? They didn't come and take you away, did they? I think he's talking to somebody else, an emergency. I think he's got a quick call off air. All right. We can permit that, but we can't do it too long on the air, George, because we've got people waiting to engage in question or two with you on the program. All right? George, are you there?
I am.
All right. What happened? Did you get a call from the White House?
Not yet.
Not yet. All right. What were you saying before we go to the phones in the next 5 minutes? We have a lot of callers, but what did you want us to know about what you were saying? I even forget what you were saying because I was distracted myself, but you were trying to make a couple of points about the next phase.
I was going to tell you here that in a case called Almeida Sanchez, cited at 413 U.S. 270, listen to this. Two other administrative inspection cases relied upon by the government are equally an opposite, called Colonnade Catering Corporation versus United States and Biswell versus United States. Both of those cases approved warrantless inspections of commercial enterprises engaged in businesses closely regulated and licensed by the government. In Colonnade, the court stressed the long history of federal regulation and taxation of the manufacture and sale of liquor. In Biswell, the court noted the pervasive system of regulation and reporting imposed on licensed gun dealers. But a central difference between those cases and this case is that businessmen engaged in such federally licensed and regulated enterprises accept the burdens as well as the benefits of their trade, whereas the petitioner here was not engaged in any regulated or licensed business. The businessman in a regulated industry, in effect, consents to the restrictions placed upon him. Now, the case against Almeida Sanchez, he was a Mexican hauling marijuana in a pickup, 2 o'clock in the morning, 30 miles north of the Mexican border. And they came out to a border patrolman, they said, hey, there goes a Mexican. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
He sounds familiar. Something.
So they stopped him. Case goes to the Supreme Court, and they said, hey, listen, this guy isn't regulated or controlled. He doesn't have a license. You can't come out here and violate his Fourth Amendment rights to search and seizure. Here again, contract. When you've got that license, that permit, you've got that contract, then you, in effect, consent to these regulations that are placed upon you. You consent to this tax.
Also, when you create a corporation, you are contracting with the state for protection, basically, aren't you?
You do that, yes.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of people get into trouble, and they think it's a way of escaping problems, and yet it's not. I mean, ultimately, you're creating a whole new set of regulations and controls because of the relationship you have with the state now. The state incorporates you in business, and there's the beginning of a big problem for many. I know that. I've seen that in my lifetime, and fortunately, I didn't take advantage of it. But I knew that that was part of the recommendation that people will make. Hey, you got immunity, set up a corporation, set up a limited liability corporation. Baloney. Not for me. All right, we'll be back. I want to take some calls. George Gordon, our guest, 1-800-313-9443. The lines are clear now. Let's continue. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Well, we're back, and we've gone to some basic rudimentary classes in the College of the Law School of George Gordon. And George, would you like to start taking some phone calls? We got some questions and comments for you.
Go ahead.
Let's do it. 800-313-9443 is the number, and let us begin here with, let me see, I've got my notes here, ladies and gentlemen. I think we've got, yes, we have Richie in Louisiana. Hello, Richie.
Good evening, Rick.
Hey, good evening, sir.
And Mr. George Gordon. And, Rick, you know, you really should have George back one evening to discuss prophecy and scripture.
Yes.
And how particularly this topic does apply to those scriptures.
Sure.
That are in the book.
Yeah, we'll do separate issues, separate programs. We will.
Hi, George. Uh-oh, I think there is a conspiracy out there.
George, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
He's there. Okay.
What's the next question?
Well, first I'd like a quick story of under your inspiration, or rather your instruction, Mr. Gordon, after I realized I had engaged in a contract with a foreign and alien god, which I don't want to offend my creator, and I want to do what I can to get out of that, I went down to my local Social Security office and inquired about rescinding it. And after I was shuffled between about four people who had absolutely no idea what I was talking about, and I honestly think they thought I was insane, I realized since I was getting nowhere, I left out of frustration. Since I wasn't able to rescind that, and I still am engaged in those contracts, and the tax day is coming up on the 15th, what can I do now under this particular status that I still am with the IRS?
You're like a black working on a plantation in Mississippi. You need to hoe cotton and shut your mouth until you're ready to make your move. Now, keep in mind that without your Social Security number, your mark of the beast, you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. And you need to be able to buy, sell, or trade in order to pay the rent, in order to buy food, clothing, shelter, etc. I teach a class or a school on courtroom strategy and procedure, tax and status, and private business. That's three schools. I'd suggest that you start with tax and status, and we'll show you how to rescind that Social Security number. It's called a rescission of contract, comes out of Bouvier or Black's Law Dictionary. And a rescission is what we do. Government revokes your license. You rescind your license. But it isn't something that the Social Security people can do. They don't know how. They're not trained. They're not equipped to do that. Rescission is something you do under the statutes of fraud. You've been lied to, tricked, and cheated. And so now you want to take action, so it comes under the fraud statute.
And that could be done by yourself, or do you need to hire a paid liar attorney?
No, you do it yourself.
Okay. One more question, Mr. Gordon. Through listening to your archives, I've heard you speak of this several times, and you mentioned that you have acquired that same status, but you make a point that you do get paid in gold and silver, but only up to the amount of $7,200. If you are out of the system, why would you be liable for any more if you earned over that amount in gold or silver?
Well, that's what the statutory requirement is. It's up to $8,400 now. Nobody's ever tested that question. The closest test case is a case called Hawkeye Bank versus Pacific Mutual Indemnity. It comes out of Des Moines, Iowa, 1996. The truth of the matter is, I don't think the gold or silver coin is taxable. I don't think that it is income. I think it's property, but it's never been tested, so we don't know that positively.
All right. Thank you very much, Rick. Great show.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, sir, for calling once again. Good to hear your voice. Let's take another call right now, and let us go to Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I'm a huge Gordon fan. You are the most brilliant man on the radio, George.
Wait a minute. You told me that last week.
Well, besides Rick.
Okay.
Besides Rick. I was going to, since we're wandering off into stuff like, what do you think is going to happen to Nicole Smith's daughter? Nicole Smith's body, the important things. Why can't we get this country back to the basic important things like Nicole Smith's body be buried in Texas or the Bahamas or
Paul Grant's tomb?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, but anyway, all right. I just want to tell George,
God,
I listen to you every chance I get.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate what you're doing, I missed you when you came to Austin, but I'll catch you the next time.
Right.
So, I'm a guy that I need to ask you about my tax. I filed in 60. I don't know why I did. I was a young kid back then. And is there any way I could rescind that?
Yes.
The filing income tax in 1969. Could I get a refund on my money?
No, not from 1969. That's a done deal. It's like buying an insurance policy and you didn't die. You don't go back to the insurance company and say, give me my premiums back, I didn't die. You signed up for Social Security. You signed up for the income tax, you received 108 benefits under the Social Security Act. Whether it was a good deal or a bad deal is irrelevant and immaterial. Now, if you come to the conclusion that it's not as good a deal as you thought it was and you want to opt out, that's like canceling your insurance policy with Northwestern Mutual Insurance Company. You got to give them notice and tell them, hey, listen, thanks, but no thanks. I'm going to opt out of this program.
George, I didn't do that. My mother went down and got an insurance, signed me up for Social Security because it was, quote, mandatory, which is fraudulent, right?
Well, it isn't mandatory. It's voluntary. She volunteered you. And when you turned 21 and you got your capacity, did you go down and rescind it? No. You continued on with it. And if you'll remember a little earlier, I used the word under guardian and ward, you may simply consent to. And your failure to object timely is called the doctrine of laches, spelled L-A-C-H-E-S. So laches has overtaken you, your failure to object timely. But under the doctrine or under the statute of frauds, when you discover this fraud,
right,
then you can apply the statute of frauds, rescind the contract, and then don't go back and use it again.
Okay. And the other option would be suicide?
No.
We don't recommend suicide. We just recommend getting your capacity back so that you can live your life in a responsible manner. The government has induced all Americans to live their lives irresponsibly. You're not responsible for your old age. You're not responsible for your unemployment. You're not responsible for your broken leg on the job.
Right.
It's a wild new concept to take up responsibility and be responsible for your own actions. Americans used to be responsible.
I certainly do.
Today, Americans are no longer responsible for their actions. They don't want to be. And they want government to be responsible for their actions or their lack of action, and the government is.
Mm-hmm.
That induces a guardian-ward relationship for which you must pay. It costs money to hire all of these professionals to protect you from all of these imagined hazards.
All right, Georgie. Dougie.
Okay. Rick.
Quickly, now.
Excellent guest.
Of course.
I'm sorry that I offended you by, you're number one.
That's all right.
And everybody else, they can be tough.
I'm only kidding you, George. Doug, I'm not trying to be heady or high-minded here, but I appreciate your accolades, all right? How's that? Thank you, brother. All right, we got a break coming up in another minute or so, and we'll take some more calls. I don't want to start any right now, but... you are a man of many issues and many trades, George, and you obviously deal with the scriptures heavily. And did you also learn the scriptures basically studying with others or by yourself? How did you learn the scriptures and the business of being able to apply them to government today?
Well, actually, the scripture is very heavily relied upon in Blackstone's commentary.
Yeah, that's right, it is.
Lord Blackstone wrote in 1757
mm-hmm.
Blackstone's commentaries, in which he outlined a number of common law principles of law
mm-hmm.
that we take directly from the scripture. And so it was from Blackstone's commentaries that I started to put two and two together, and I said, oh, the reason that we have an income tax on paper is because paper money is an unjust weight or balance prohibited in the scripture by thou shalt not steal mm-hmm. and you shall not have an unjust weight or balance in your bag. Government is a criminal institution which has induced us to violate the Ten Commandments and to practice those practices that cause us harm, such as the income tax is harmful.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 17% of your creativity and your productivity, and it is the results of the violation of thou shalt not steal.
I would agree fully. All right, we shall be right back with George Gordon. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more. We'll take your calls just ahead, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, with George Gordon. Yes, indeed, George Gordon's Law School, and we can direct you there by going to georgegordon.org. Isn't that right, George?
That's it, georgegordon.org.
Amen. All right, let's take Rick in Nevada now. Rich in Nevada. Hello, Rich. You're on the program.
Yes, I'd like to know if you accept payment in silver for your class.
We do.
All right. That's good news. I had prepared a lengthy extemporaneous speech to demonstrate my indignance at being referred to as the average Joe incapable of comprehending. I would suggest that folks who are well above average in IQ, such as myself, might be able to comprehend given a few weeks or months, maybe even years in teams to study case law, contract law, et cetera, to learn how we've been defrauded.
Actually, it doesn't take that much. Law is, out of 15 professions, law is probably the simplest to master. And it isn't memorization of a lot of cases. It's understanding fundamentals. And the fundamentals come from the Ten Commandments. That's the place to start. Once you can master the Mosaic Law, which is fairly simple, only 759 statutes, judgments, and commandments, organized into 133 subjects or titles of law. Compare that to the U.S. Code, 2.5 million laws in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to understand law and you have an IQ of around 100, 110, 15, just, you know, low, but not totally stupid, you can grasp and you can master the law.
I think I'll do okay at 138. I'm looking forward to getting into your class. Thank you.
Yeah, just give us a call.
Excellent. How can they do that? What's the number?
You can call us here at the law school. The number is 417-273-4967. But you can go to our website, georgegordon.org, mm-hmm. and get all the information that you need, and then give us a call here at the law school.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Let's see if we can squeeze in another call before the break. Henry in Connecticut, you're on with George Gordon.
Yeah,
hello,
hi.
Henry.
Yeah,
yes,
hi.
Henry.
Yeah,
yes.
Mr. Jordan, in response to what you said earlier about Americans, compromising their freedom, personally, I don't think, since the American people are the government, they own the government. The Constitution puts stuff in the hands of the people. I don't think, just like some other people, even younger than me, I don't think they should have to compromise any of their freedoms for, you know, like a few safety nets. It's one thing you have, like, all-outright communism. And back to Social Security, I don't know if you realize, well, you probably do know this since you have a law school. There is a United States code that makes it illegal for a bank account to require a Social Security number. And banks have been either sued, but you have to have the law in print and bring it to your branch.
Okay, stop there, Henry. So you've already made two points.
Okay.
You made 2 points. So let George answer each of them. Go ahead, George.
It's true. If you want to open a bank account without a Social Security number, you can. And the first point there, picture yourself as checking into a mental hospital. It is true that today you have all of your capacities, but you're not feeling too good. So you go check into the mental hospital, and then after you're there a couple of weeks, you decide that, well, I feel pretty good. Now I think I'll check out. Now go over and tell the guard you want to leave and see what happens. See where your problem is? It is true that under our Constitution, the presumption is that everybody has capacity. But if at any time you want to give up your capacity, like joining the Army or signing yourself into a mental hospital, you can do that. Remember this principle. A free man must have the capacity to enslave himself. Because if he didn't have the capacity to enslave himself, he wouldn't be free.
All right, Henry. Another point? Do you have another question? Henry, are you there? I guess he must have hung up. All right. Okay, I just wanted to give you a chance to respond. And what's this business about we own the government? What do you believe about that, Mr. Gordon?
In theory, that's true. Sovereignty in America is vested in the citizens. Unfortunately, when the citizens decide that they're no longer able to manage their own affairs, they may apply for or merely consent to the appointment of a conservator or a guardian. We have now allowed our government to become our guardian instead of our servant.
Yes, indeed. The fearful master, as George Washington once said. All right. Well, now, again, before we take the break, people can get on the website if you have access to a computer, and you can just type in www.georgegordon.org, and that'll get you there. People wish to call you, they can call you as well at that number, right?
That's correct. Our telephone number is there on the website also. And remember, we have our archives. There's more than 2,000 one-hour programs archived on the law school webpage. And you can download those on 32-bit, I think that's what they call it, 32-bit format.
Right. Okay. Excellent. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to get online. And we do have callers. We will get back to you after the break. Let's do that now. And when we return, we will resume with calls and questions and comments for George Gordon. He's teaching you law right here on the program. You won't get this in law school, I'm afraid. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All right, so it comes down to this. George. Most Americans today are very comfortable with their master-servant relationship, and therefore, even if they understood the principles that you have enunciated tonight, they would most likely opt for staying in the system, right?
That's been my observation for many, many years.
And the reason is because of security and that little blanket. They would rather have the knowledge that somebody's going to take care of them someday, and they don't want to have to face that reality of taking care of themselves or their families. Essentially, they've opted to let the federal government, the states, the cities, and towns do everything for them. You know, that is a truism that we cannot escape today, and that is part of the seduction of our people and our nation through this socialistic, paternalistic enterprise.
I think that just sums it up in a nutshell.
Thank you. All right, let's go back to our phones. 800-313-9443. Pete in Washington. Is that D.C. or Washington State, Pete?
Hello.
Yes, are you in D.C., the District of Criminals?
No, I'm in
Washington
Rain
State.
State.
Oh, okay. All right, welcome. Welcome.
Hello, George.
Good evening.
I actually listened to you when you used to be on the air, and have gone to your archives and read some of your stuff. I kind of took some of your advice, and now I'm sort of sorry I did, and it's not reflecting on you, about Social Security. You said one time that if you're getting near to collecting it, that you might opt to not sign out of the system. So I actually went that way, and now I'm sorry I did, because with the coming national ID, I'm not going to take it. And which means I'm not going to have a driver license, I'm not going to have a car license, I'm not going to have a concealed carry license, I'm not going to have any license, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm going to opt out of that, I guess I'll opt out of everything. And you said something about just programming your way out of the Social Security number. Is that correct?
Yes, it's called a rescission.
And is that something that's recognized by law, or have courts recognized this rescission, or is it just an actual demonstration of attitude?
No, it's the legal methodology that you use comes from Blackstone's and Bouvier's Law Dictionary. Rescission is what you do. Revocation is what the government does.
I see.
Right now, you mentioned there that you're a little despondent over giving up your Social Security, driver's license, car registration.
Let me clear that. I'm not despondent about it. It's just determined that's what I need to do.
If you get down to that, keep in mind I teach a business school,
uh-huh.
And property is the holy grail of law. My students, when you go through our business school, I always tell my students, you should be making $100,000 a year, or the equivalent in gold and silver, and have $100,000 buried in a hole in the ground in 36 months or less when you opt out and you go into private business. And Americans spend all of their time working to make a living, but they don't make any money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to make money, you need to get into property and private business. And Americans used to be in property and private business in 1900, and then they opted for the income tax and the security blanket. Now, just take a look at what that did for the Russians and the Chinese. It gave them the opportunity to stand in line and share the shortage, and that's what's coming on America.
Yeah.
Stand in line and share the shortage.
Do you think it's prudent to buy some property and bring the patent forward on it and do that bit too?
Well, that land patent now is another story for another day. We probably need to spend a little time talking about land, allodial tenure and title, feudalism and feudal tenure and title. I have a land patent. The land patent has a real legal meaning, but the way it's been used in patriot circles is basically horse-pucking.
Well, basically, I heard you talking with Wayne Hage one time, and I sent to him and got his book. And it seemed like it was explained fairly well in that book and in your conversation with him.
That's correct. There's a real use for a land patent. Used correctly, it has real meaning, but most people want to use it as a crutch to get out of the property tax.
Oh, no.
And that doesn't have any meaning with property tax.
No, I know that. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Pete, for calling the program. And obviously you are no stranger to George Gordon. And that's good. George, you teach many courses. And how many in all do you teach?
We teach 8 schools here at the law school.
8 schools. Now, you say we. Do you have someone assisting you?
Well, my wife, my mm-hmm. son, and my daughter all
wow.
work here in the school.
The whole family, huh?
Whole family.
That. Family affair. All right. Okay, let's take another call right now. Terry in Texas is next. Hello, Terry.
Yes, George. I get a chance to listen to your program on the radio as often as I can. And I got a comment and 2 questions. My first comment would be you might have a career as a stand-up comedian because your dry sense of humor sometimes just cracks me up. As a matter of fact, I am an old bread snapper myself. And particularly your one, I think it was one of your programs you had about inviting in the Mormons or the Jehovah's Witnesses for a drink. That had me in stitches. But the two questions I have were, I think you've indicated that you have property, and if that's the case, and you've also indicated that you deal only in gold, I'm just and you don't deal in Federal Reserve notes. Now, if you have property, I'm assuming you have to pay tax, property tax on that, and you have other obligations that require payment. How is it you're able to put that in force and pay with Federal Reserve notes? And then my other question is, you've kind of jumped around a little bit, but with the 9/11, are you of the belief that the government was involved in 9/11?
Yeah, 9/11, I've seen several of those videos. The one that tipped me off was the Pentagon. The Pentagon doesn't have very much damage. And even out of the trade towers, if you'll remember, there was an aircraft engine went clear through the building and down onto the street. So I think if you took a look at those various tapes, you know, that have been put out, that's my conclusion. I think the government's in on that. The first question was what again?
How are you able to get around? Since you're only dealing in gold, how are you able to get around with things like, let's say, if you do pay property tax, where they only they require you to pay with Federal Reserve notes, and you only do gold? And you even talked on a cell phone, I guess, earlier in the program. And that would require payment with Federal Reserve notes. How are you getting around doing these things without dealing in Federal Reserve notes?
Just like Marco Polo, when he went to China, he had to use the local currency. And so if I went to Russia, you know, they want rubles. If I go to England, they want pounds. If I go to the United States, they want Federal Reserve notes. When you come to school here, you'll pay in gold and silver coin, U.S. gold and silver coin. It's being minted every day at West Point, New York. We have a new mint, by the way. And then when I need to pay the property tax or I need to go to Walmart or something like that, I take the gold down to the gold broker and use the gold broker as a banker. Convert to Federal Reserve notes and then go down to Walmart and do my thing.
They're not going to report that as somehow as a income to the federal government, and then you somehow are caught back in the system and owe taxes on that?
It is. In fact, the tax is due when you convert the gold to Federal Reserve notes, not when you convert your labor into gold. So there's no taxable transaction property to property, but there is a taxable transaction when you convert the gold into Federal Reserve notes, and you're allowed $8,400 a year before you have to file. Now, once you get to be 65, you can boost that up. I think it's $16,000 or $18,000. And then, of course, you got a wife, so you got 18, and 18 is $36,000 a year in Federal Reserve notes that you can use before you have to file. But if you go to my business school, I'll show you how to do that in spades. And the trick to all of this is to obey all the laws all the time. You need to obey all the laws of the United States, all the law of Missouri, and then all the laws of God, and do it all at the same time. It's difficult, but not impossible.
All right.
Very interesting. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Terry. 1-800-313-9443. That sounds like a contradiction, George, to try to obey the laws of God and the laws of men, the laws of the states, where there's such a conflict in them, or at least, you know, you would think there's a conflict. And as you know, Jesus himself made that quite clear with the address of the Caesars and the state of the Father in heaven. So basically, rendering unto Caesars is not necessarily giving the government what it claims it is owed, is it?
Well, I would agree with that. But the case that you're looking for is called United States versus Seeger, spelled S-E-E-G-E-R. Mm-hmm. And Acts 5, verse 29.
Right, right.
In Acts 5, 29, the scripture tells us we ought to obey God rather than men.
That's right.
So when a conflict develops between the state and the scripture,
mm-hmm.
in Seeger we find, and I'll just cite it here, mm-hmm. the consensus of the witnesses appearing before the congressional committees was that individual belief, rather than membership in a church or mm-hmm. sect, determined the mm-hmm. duties that God imposes upon a person in his everyday conduct.
right.
And that there is a higher loyalty than loyalty to this country, and that is loyalty to God.
That's right.
So anytime there's a conflict between the state and the scripture wins out. Congress also gave us a law, it's called Public Law 97-280, in which they said we ought to study and apply the teachings of the scripture in our everyday lives and families. So everybody's in agreement. The Congress, the Supreme Court, and God Almighty. Everybody's in agreement that the scripture is the supreme law that we follow first.
All right, let's take a couple of calls now. Bob in Missouri is next. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, Rick, does your guest have a website or a phone number?
Yes, we have mentioned both. Okay.
I haven't heard it yet, though.
All right, I'm sorry. Would you just join in?
Yeah.
All right, it's georgegordon.org.
G-O-R-D-O-N.
That's right, G-O-R-D-O-N, George Gordon, one word, .org.
.org, okay.
And, George, if you want to give your phone number out again, you may.
All right, it's 417.
417.
273.
417.
273.
Gotcha.
4967. 4967.
And what does your guest do? Does he teach law or something?
Yes,
or?
He teaches a variety of colleges, a variety of schools, including the biblical health laws, and he teaches the Constitution. He teaches the School of Law. And so on and so forth. So, yes, there's quite a bit there. If you get on the website, you'll see for yourself.
I'll definitely do that.
Thank you. All
Good
right,
night.
Bob. Thank Bye-bye. You very much. And we have Ed in New Jersey now. Hello, Ed. You're on the program, too.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to talk to George. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Ed.
Thank you. Quick statements there. When I signed up for Social Security, it was you've had a little attachment there that says not for identification. As far as the contract goes, I feel there that the contract was broken. When I have now to go to the bank to get Social Security, I have to give a Social Security number. I have to do everything to get a driver's license and everything. I feel that the contract was broken because mm-hmm. Social Security was only supposed mm-hmm. to be for Social Security and not for identification. And that's what it says. I have proof of that, and they changed it, so therefore I feel they broke the Constitution. One other thing that I want to mention is there was a case in here in New Jersey, Rick Solium, I knew him, had a little piece of land, and the government wanted to buy it. And he insisted on gold and silver, and to make a long story short, he went to courts, and they refused to hear it. And I don't know when it went to Supreme Court, maybe or maybe not, but he refused to sell that property for Federal Reserve notes, fiat money. So the point is, he never got it. I don't know what happened. He might have passed away. So I just wanted to mention that. And as far as I'm concerned, using fiat money, you cannot discharge debts. The only way I believe you can discharge debts is through gold and silver. The Constitution does not mention about paper money whatsoever. So I feel this business of tax is unconstitutional because the Constitution does not mention about fiat money, and the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. And as far as I'm concerned, that's my opinion as far as it goes. Does George have any statements?
George, would you like to sign him up as a teacher?
Well, I agree with you, partner. Going back here to the gold and silver, Article 1, Section 10 specifies gold and silver coin. Fiat currency is put out by a private bank called the Federal Reserve System. And you don't have to deal in Federal Reserve notes. You have gold and silver coin available to you. And I suggest that you use it. I think that we all ought to be using it, and it would be a lot better for us.
Well, I have gold and silver, but I don't think I can use it in my local store. I'm a gold bug way back, and I do have coins, and I have $20 gold pieces, and I have this and that. But I feel that the fiat money, in other words, gold stays the same. Does not gold change? It's your fiat money that changes. So the point of it all is that gold and silver, as far as it goes, the real money, and my in-law son-in-law did not know that. He's a history teacher, and he didn't know. I had to show him in a constitution.
Well, I'm not surprised, Ed. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it very much. All
thank
right,
you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
We have to take a quick break, but we will take one more call, I think, after the break because of time. We don't have more time, and that'll be Gary, but we'll do that in a moment. And again, George, you really sum things up pretty well here, and I like what you say. You know, you talk about the Ten Commandments here as the basis, really, of the law, and you talk about your own website. People should not steal because you don't copyright anything, because if you did, then you'd be creating a contract with the government, right?
You got it.
I like that. And as you point out, thou shalt not steal is the very foundation of private property, and without that, there would be no private property. And that's why there is no private property left in America today. Wow. We'll be right back with George Gordon and your call next. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
We are back to the last part of the program now, the last few moments, and George, let's take a final call here before we wrap up. Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
Good evening to you and
yes, sir.
And Uncle George. I got an Uncle George. Anyway, God created man. Man created government to, I guess, ensure social order, that's the right term to use.
And government-created taxes, yes. Right.
Yeah. And so we created the Constitution. It was voted on by the body politics, the people. And then along comes Mr. Lincoln. He adjourns the Senate and the Congress. He writes the new U.S. Constitution. He writes new constitutions for each and every state. And at the point of a gun, he says, this is your new government. Now, as far as I'm concerned, all deal breakers were off then. And then as far as the Social Security driver's license and all this other stuff, when I was a young man, I'm 65, when I was a young man, you could not get hired by any person if you did not have a Social Security number. You could not drive without a driver's license. So therefore, in order to live, one had to enter into these so-called contracts. And the things they're hanging their hat on were never specified or spelled out in those contracts that I signed. Now, I signed a Social Security paper. I signed a driver's license application. I never gave up any rights when I did that. There's terms and conditions that aren't written, aren't spelled out. If that's not constructive fraud, you see where the problem is?
It is.
And then one of the presidents comes along, does the Trading with the Enemy Act, declares war on the American citizens. So basically, we're at war with the government. The government's at war with us. They enforce their will on us by a gun barrel. And when you're at war, you know, people shoot from both sides. So as far as I'm concerned, if they want to point a gun at you, then you got a perfect right to point a gun at them. And I think Jesus said in the Bible, sell thy cloak and buy a sword.
All right.
Would you please comment on that?
George, final word on that.
Okay, what you're dealing with here is called an adhesion contract. This is a contract that is that's a unilateral contract forced on you by government. It's a take it or leave it contract. Remember the name, adhesion contract. That's what Social Security, driver's license, marriage license, and so on are. They're all voluntary. And there is a common law opposite to each and every one of these. For instance, when we deal with the income tax, you're dealing with income versus increase, and you pay your tithe on increase.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're out of time, but I think that's a nice short answer to a good question, and thank you for the call. And, George, people can contact you again at your website, georgegordon.org, or 417-273-4967. My pleasure. 2 hours just flew by, George. We'll do it again very
soon.
Talk to
you next time.
Thank you. All right. Good night, George. Oh, what a show. All right. Tomorrow night, back again. A lot of things, including Wolfgang and his answer to the Federal Reserve System in your local community. Tomorrow night at 9 Central. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, going to bed. Good night, and see you then, God willing.